Yeah.
On Neptune, but when we look at the moving from that fence, moving Marcus down a little bit.
Well, no, Martini led off the other day and was on base every time, so the decision was either he or Fowler today, and you know, with KD and left, you know, we wanted to get Nick's bat in the lineup today, so not a ton of experience in center field, maybe a little bit more so years past, but played a little bit spring this year and played, I think, a game or two in AAA, so we're just trying to get the right complement in a particular day, and he's had a nice run swinging the bat.
A little difficult right now finding spots for Pender on a consistent basis?
We will have him in there against the lefties, and then, you know, there's a chance Jed gets a day off tomorrow, so we'll see where we are with that.
Somebody like Dustin, who's a rookie and obviously didn't have a ton of playing time much at all
right
last year, how do you try to balance getting him going and also not being able to get him in there every day?
Right, that's the difficult part with the position that we're in right now as a team. Is you want to try to, you know, this guy's going to be a big part of our future, and you know, a great chance he's going to be the everyday center fielder. It's tougher to stay with guys right now that maybe not swinging the bat as well because of the position we're in. Every game is important, so that's the balance and the different part of where we at right now than maybe in the last couple of years. Yeah, and it's easier for us to do, you know, when we play in the American League because Katie's going to be DH and I can get Fowler and Martini both in there against right-handers. But as long as he's swinging like this, we're going to look to get him up, you know, in the lineup. And he's done a nice job leading off. He's led off before. So, like I said, we're trying to get the best lineup on a particular day we can.
Was there anything that played in
No, it's more about the way Chappie's swinging the bat right now. Marcus got, a couple hits and a walk last night, too, so he swung the bat well. But look at some of the right-handed on-base numbers, and, you know, we're just trying to get the best complement we can on a particular day. But, you know, Marcus has hit all over the lineup for us, doesn't really care where he hits. And, you know, once we get back to left-handed pitching, you'll see him in the leadoff spot again. Yeah.
What do you think about it? I mean, it's a huge class going in.
Right.
First of all, that having played with some of those guys, what's it like for you to see
that? It's, you know, it makes you reflect. I mean, I came up in the Tiger system, so those are two guys I watched very close. And the Alan Trammell is a pro's pro. And I think anybody that played against Alan Trammell will tell you that he should have been in the Hall of Fame quite some time ago. And Jack Morris is one of the fiercest competitors you've ever seen on the mound. You know, happy for both of them. They're both Hall of Famers. And to be able to go in together, you know, with their long-term relationship together in the Tigers system, I'm sure that means a little bit more to them that they're together doing this. But no doubt Hall of Famers.
Having managed them for both leagues, you also saw a lot of the guys that are going in. Chipper.
Right.
Chipper.
It's a big class. It's a big class because there are a lot of guys that deserve to get in. And, you know, Jim Thome is just, if you know Jim Thome, you know, his numbers speak for themselves, but quite the character as well. I mean, Chipper Jones, probably 3 years into his career, you knew he was going to be a Hall of Famer if he stayed healthy. So that class is very deserving, and, you know, some great, great players.